Welcome back to Lifeline, and my guests today are from Dundrum Girl Guides, and with the group is Gillian Van Turnhoun and their Girl Guides leader, and we have three beautiful girls here from the Girl Guides. We have Molly, Isabel and Breda. Welcome all. And I'd like to talk to you about this new initiative that Aer Lingus and the Girl Guides have. I know Aer Lingus is trying to encourage more girls to consider aviation as a career and different aspects of it, from being a pilot or an aeronautical engineer. So how did that happen? And apparently you have badges.
We went abroad to England a while ago, and before that we learnt a lot about airplanes and how it all works.
Yeah, so maybe we can tell the three parts of the aviation badge.
Yeah. So we had to know a lot about the models that Aer Lingus use. So three of the models are the they're just different model planes.
Yeah, so the A, you were telling me on the way, so the Air, maybe Isabel?
There's the A330, which I think flies across the Atlantic, so it goes transatlantic. Then I think the A320, which flies.
And so how did you learn about this? I mean, were you you obviously met up and people were talking to you from Aer Lingus. So did you have chats with some of the pilots? Did you meet some of the lady pilots?
Yeah, we had a pilot from Aer Lingus come in, and while we were camping.
Camping?
Yeah.
Where were you camping?
Larch Hill.
Where's that?
It's kind of up the mountains.
Okay.
And it was below zero. It was the Maybank holiday weekend.
It was freezing.
Okay.
But we were very fortunate that Captain Niamh Jennings joined us from Aer Lingus one evening, and she told the girls all about being a pilot, and maybe you can tell some of the things you learned.
Yeah. So,
Breda, sorry, you're going to tell us a little bit. That must have been interesting that in that, you know, when you were very cold and up the mountains, that she came that way.
Yeah.
So did she tell you how her training went?
Yeah, so it was like,
So she told us about, maybe tell about how you fuel a plane.
Oh yeah, so basically on a plane, they store the fuel on the wings to balance the plane out.
Oh wow.
And then when you're a pilot, do you know the other pilot?
No. So you get on the plane and you have to work with another pilot.
Okay. And so
they need to be really good at their jobs to be able to sit in beside another pilot and work.
All right.
And fly the plane. So because Captain Jennings flies a lot to New York.
Yeah.
So she told us, she showed us the maps.
Yeah.
How they cross and how they approach the runways and everything else like that. But I know, girls, I took a sneaky peek at the Girl Guides website, and I saw a group of, I'm not too sure if you were on the airplane, but there was a group of girls sitting there, and it said that some of you, if not all of you, got your badges, your aviation badges.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So how did that happen?
Well, we were mid-flight when the captain said on the speaker that we had done all our work that was needed to get our badges, and we were awarded them.
Oh my goodness. And he didn't say anything else to you now. I mean, he didn't want anything to happen to the plane or anything.
Yeah, he didn't want us to make campfires.
Oh my goodness.
And he let them all up into the cockpit when we landed.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And we got to wear the captain's hat.
So I think you could be talking to future pilots here.
Oh wow. Oh my goodness.
He
oh my
also
goodness.
Us on board at the beginning.
And how many girls were on board?
There was 21 of us in total, but
16 girls.
I think 16 girls.
Okay, I've just forgotten to ask you, where were you going?
England.
And were you going to a special camp or something?
Yeah, we stayed in
Foxley's.
Okay, and is that an adventure centre? And what kind of things did you do?
We did rafting,
tunneling,
high ropes,
yeah, and
swimming,
yeah.
Campfires,
campfires.
I'm absolutely stunned now. I really am. I'm so jealous, and I'm going to ask you a personal question, Breda. What age are you?
I'm 10.
And Isabel?
12.
And Molly, what age are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, so are you in the same group or are you in different groups? I have to say, your uniforms are amazing. Can I ask you, Isabel, just to stand up and just to give a twirl there, please? I know you have the headphones on and everything else. No, keep them on and just turn around. And, oh, all the badges. And how long does it take to get a badge?
It depends which badge you're doing and how much you work on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe you can tell about when you were doing the aviation badge, you had to make something.
So when we were doing the aviation badge, we had to make planes, like little aircraft models out of recyclable materials.
Oh, wow.
And we also made them out of paper.
Okay. And we like flew them off the stage.
Yeah.
Some of them kind of crash landed.
I love it.
It went the best.
No, but you made the effort, and that's more important than anything else. And Gillian,
they also learned about famous women pilots, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh. So
we learned about Amelia Earhart.
Okay, Amelia Earhart. Yeah. And
and what did she eat on her flight?
Well, she only had tomato juice.
Yes, and an amazing flight. Yeah. I don't think she had any radio or no navigation. No. And I think she landed in Ireland. She landed
in Northern Ireland.
Oh, just, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realise that. And did all of you get into the cockpit?
Yes.
Okay. And all the instruments and everything else like that. And the seat, you got to sit
in the seat and like we got our picture.
And we got to wear the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, and which seat is the captain's?
The left one.
Oh my goodness, all right.
That's and then the right one is like further back.
Okay.
For the co-pilot?
Yeah.
For the co-pilot. And did you find it interesting? Or were you surprised how small the cockpit was? And did you find
it was really small. Yeah. And it was like full of these like little flicking switch things.
And loads
and
of buttons.
It was like so many buttons.
You have to
you
be
just
like
wanted, like to press all of them.
You probably have to be very patient as a pilot because you have to sit in one cockpit with another person you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Even if they're annoying.
Okay. But still in all, I think their training is amazing. But I think, I could be wrong, that Aer Lingus has been fairly forward in trying to get ladies or girls to join.
Yeah.
And that's part of the initiative of Aer Lingus doing it with the Irish Girl Guides, is to try and encourage more women to think, and especially girls, to think of aviation as a career. So that's what's been brilliant about doing the badge. I think it's really opened up the girls' ideas, either to be a pilot, but they could be an engineer, they can be a flight planner. So there's so many things that they can do.
Oh, okay. And I just want to ask, Gillian, how did you get involved in the Girl Guides, please?
I joined when I was a little bit younger than they are now, and over the years have just got more and more involved with it. It's one of these organisations, and I'd encourage anybody, you can volunteer at any age to be a leader. I would say guiding is the place in my life that I laugh the most, so it's really great fun. The more you give, so you think you're doing really good and being worthy by giving, but actually you get so much more out of it, so it's really fulfilling. It's great to watch the girls grow and develop, and they are so funny. Like, they're brilliant companions to be away with. We had an amazing week when we went to London, when we were camping earlier in the year in below zero. In fairness to them, while it was tough on us all, we all smiled and had a laugh and supported one another. And I think that's what's great about guiding. When we were coming over here today, the girls were talking about how they all go to different schools.
Oh.
But they're friends.
But they're friends.
Because of guiding.
Well, I think that's absolutely amazing, Gillian. And I'd like to welcome another guest now, and that is the amazing Davina Pratt from Aer Lingus. And I know the girls. Good morning, Davina.
How are you?
How are you? I think this initiative between Aer Lingus and the Girl Guides is absolutely marvellous. How did the idea come? How did it happen in Aer Lingus?
So I suppose, absolutely. It's a fantastic initiative. And I think, as you know, Moira, being someone like myself who loves aviation and a great supporter of women in aviation, the initiative was to encourage, as you know, more females into the field of aviation, into STEM subjects. The idea was to include the Girl Guides in this initiative, which is fantastic, and to try at an early age, starting with our ladybirds at the age of 5, to get them interested in aviation. And that was the idea. It was a fantastic initiative. Yvonne De Silva, who works with me here in the Global Control Centre, was a driver in terms of getting this going, and they came up with it and they made it happen in February of this year, which is fantastic.
Well, I think it's an extraordinary idea, and I think it's so simple, it's actually ingenious. And I'm not too sure, Davina, if you've actually seen the girls. I looked at their website, the Girl Guides website, last night when they were on the airplane, and it was with
beautiful.
All the... Fantastic, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
And over 1,200 girls have achieved the badge so far since February.
1,200?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
1,821 was the latest number I got yesterday.
Excellent. Even better.
1,821. Yeah.
Wow. 1,821.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there any chance I could get one?
Well, listen, I would have loved to have the opportunity to do that myself when I was younger. But we have it, obviously, you know, the three badges for the ladybirds, 5 to 7, and the brownies, 7 to 10, and then the guides themselves, 10 to 14. And, you know, we've put in tasks for each area in terms of the curriculum, what they need to do. And that was developed between Aer Lingus and the Girl Guides themselves, you know. So it's been a collaborative approach all the way along. It's proven to be very successful. And, you know, especially in a career, as you know, I've been on the radio recently trying to encourage women to join the aviation. You know, we in our last pilot round, we only had 7% applying for the cadetship, which is too low. So this is a great initiative, as well as all the other things we're trying to do to encourage women and girls to get into aviation. So it's been a fantastic success, you know.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I don't know if the young ladies here realise that you yourself are actually quite remarkable. Can I tell
well,
them?
Well, I don't know if you call it remarkable or not, but, you know, I think you get a bit of luck as you go along in life as well. And certainly, you know, I've had a great career at Aer Lingus, and I continue to do so. I've 28 years this November, would you believe? I'm starting to feel old now. So I've been 28 years flying with Aer Lingus, and a fantastic career, and a career that started out of not having flown an airplane at any stage, but had an interest in flying and liked my science subjects and like the mechanical side of life. And as I mentioned in many of an interview, my dad was a mechanic and left school very early, but there's something in the house. We all grew up with fixing things and breaking things and all types. So I had that inkling, and the opportunity arose with Aer Lingus for an advertisement 28 years ago in the Sunday Independent at the time. It caught my eye, and I've been lucky enough to have a great career since. And I think, you know, the important thing is that, you know, that we keep encouraging this in schools, because unfortunately the recent research has shown that it's still more likely to be discussed with males in schools than females. And unfortunately, they seem to be still pushing males towards STEM. So, you know, we're doing all this great work, and that's why this initiative with the Girl Guides is so important to us, that all the girls out there know that this job is reachable and attainable. And, you know, if I can, you know, be out there to promote it and show people what can be achieved, and that's one great achievement that I'd like to do, you know. But yes, no, I'm very lucky. I've had a great career and I continue to enjoy it, so it's fantastic. And Aer Lingus is a fantastic place to work, and the encouragement that females get is second to none, you know.
Well, I'm at the point now where I'm not only jealous of the Girl Guides, but I'm also jealous of you in a very positive way, because I know Aer Lingus had the first female captain in the world, but you're also, I believe, the first woman in the world to be a chief captain, a chief pilot.
Chief pilot. So I was very honoured to be appointed the first ever female chief pilot in the world globally. At a young enough age, I suppose, and for me it was probably the achievement so to date of my career, and at this stage managing 500 pilots and looking after the Aer Lingus operation was fantastic. And you know, from there I spent 2 great years as the accountable manager and chief operating officer down in Aer Lingus Regional, and now I'm the director of operations with Aer Lingus. So I have a phone that never stops ringing 365 days a year, but listen, no 2 days are the same, and it's fantastic. And And I get to fly as well, so I get to go, I get to fly next week as well. So listen, I can't complain. It's great, you know.
Well, Davina, I have to say, on behalf of Aer Lingus, I think Aer Lingus and the Girl Guides, I think it's just the most marvellous event. And I also, the concept is just, it's so simple, it's absolutely brilliant. So I think Aer Lingus are fair dues to them. And I'd like to thank you very much for coming on today. And I wish you the very best success in the future.
No, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Maura, as you know. And I think a big thank you as well to the Girl Guides Association. I mean, you know, these things happen because there's enough momentum behind it. There's great people who do these things and volunteer to do these things. And with the busy world we have out there, it's important that people keep doing them. So thank you to them as well.
Not at all, Davina. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Girls, I just have to say the opportunities that are there are quite extraordinary. Did they tell you in Aer Lingus that you could go from maybe air traffic control to being pilots to aeronautical? Did you see anything else? Did you walk around the outside of the planes or anything like that?
No, we didn't get to go on the outside of the plane, but when Captain Jennings came out and spoke to us, she told us about the different jobs that there are in Aer Lingus and really encouraged the girls, because she told us about herself, how her dad saw the ad in the paper and encouraged her to apply. And, you know, we need to take these opportunities. I think all too often, especially with females, we look at something and say, that's not for me. And I can certainly tell you, with the Girl Guides, we have girls who are really interested in STEM with the different initiatives that we're doing, who want to be involved, who want to take on many different career roles.
I think it's just absolutely amazing. And Breda, Isabel and Molly, have you thought about taking it up, or you just, it has a thought before you heard about the initiative, had it even come into your head as an idea?
Yeah, I kind of thought of it. It sounds like a really good job because you get to see loads of different places and you get to work with airplanes, which I
think is just absolutely marvellous. Gillian, as a leader, you've been very active in many different areas, haven't you?
I have indeed.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
I have a very curious career. So I've worked in the private sector. I headed up the Children's Rights Alliance as chief executive. I was a senator for 5 years, appointed by the Taoiseach. So I've done many different things in my life. But what has been a constant has been always been involved with the Irish Girl Guides in one way or another. So for me, actually, you know, I can do all of these wonderful things in life, but nothing beats the magic of working with girls of this age, you know, from the Ladybirds, Brownies Guides and our senior branch who go up to the age of 30. It's just amazing. Like, we can talk about empowerment of women. We can talk about where we want to see them going. And all too often, there's a lot of discussions about women on boards, which is really important. And I'm very involved in that area, or getting more women elected. But if we don't work with this age group, if we don't work with them as teens, because we do see that confidence is reduced unless we work hard to ensure that they see their challenges. So when the girls were in England and they were doing the high ropes, they had to learn about the adrenaline rush that they have. You know, fear naturally wants to hold you back. But when you look at the risks and calculate it, yes, you can make that jump and make that what they call the leap of faith. And all the girls succeeded in the leap of faith.
All the girls?
All
of you?
Yeah.
You went off that, height and went...
Yeah. It seemed like scary at first, but then after you did it, it was just fun. And
yeah, it was really fun, especially coming down. You know, like, you get really scared coming down, like, it just
That's
letting
amazing.
Go of the bar. It's kind of like you feel like you're going to fall, but you're like attached to the wire. And stuff,
you just have to like trust the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because they have somebody,
amazing.
A partner is holding the rope, so they have to trust. So it's really good on how you have to work as a team, a bit like the pilots, as we said.
Yeah.
They get to know one another. They have to work with one another.
Oh, that's amazing. And the different age groups, do they have different types of uniforms? And
Yeah.
So the Ladybirds wear red
and
the
brownies wear yellow, and then guides wear blue and pink.
Okay. And senior branch wear green.
Yeah.
And the green. Okay, and how the Ladybirds, what age are they?
from five to seven.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, that's such a cute age.
And then the brownies are from 7 to 10, so okay, they would have all been in the brownies.
I was in guides at Ladybirds and Brownies.
Very good.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, I have to say, girls, I'm really, really delighted you came in today, and hopefully we'll talk again. And I hope in the future that you get out to see the hangars and maybe get into air traffic control to see what that career is like. Yeah. And I see great things in the future for all girls of your age. And so I'd like to thank Breda, Isabel and Molly, and you, Gillian. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming in. I'm a little jealous. Actually, I'm more than a little jealous. And I have to say, your uniform is spectacular. Yeah. So thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.